Screwed yoga.
Screwed yoga. What's happening, everybody, and welcome to Conversations, a show where we record conversations we were going to have anyway and upload it to the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro, with the most below, Sheps. How's it going, bro?
It's going great. How's it going?
It's going fantastic, because today we've got some more PlayStation 5 news. That's awesome. Right. So we've talked a lot about PlayStation 5 on this channel. We've talked a lot about pricing. We occasionally talk. No, we break a lot of good news. You
we
guys should subscribe,
do.
By the way.
Yeah, subscribe to the like button and all that stuff your favourite YouTubers want you to do, because we actually did break a lot of this news. We got called liars and idiots and stuff, and then
it comes up
2 months later Sony released it and it was spot on.
Exactly. We release a lot of stuff, and we've spoken a lot about the console price, power, size, look, stuff like that. And today we've got some information about a pattern that has been released from Sony. This is a real thing. This is a real pattern of the next controller, possibly.
Okay.
I say possibly because there are patents that come out
we
and then they never
on patents that were like lesser known that came out for really exciting stuff that they just are like, oh yeah, we patented it, but we're not going to do anything with it.
There was one that I remember that was like a DualShock 4 and it would snap off and it would be like two Wonder Move controllers.
Sort of like the Switch.
Exactly.
Has two controls. Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't always come into fruition, but this one isn't too outrageous and too bonkers, so it's possible. This
in fairness as well, we saw the PSVR 2 pattern and we did report on it, but we were like, there's no way this is happening. This is insane. And then it's the actual thing they went for. So we've been wrong about these things.
We have been, and we will say it plainly. We will admit to being wrong. Totally fine. Anyway, this one, and I'll put a picture up on the screen right here. This controller was leaked. The side-by-side picture here that you're seeing on the screen is of the DualShock 4 and the new application right next to it. So you can sort of see the slight differences,
a little bit taller,
a little bit chunkier and things like that.
Yeah.
They have removed one feature.
Okay.
That a lot of the community have said is a good thing.
Right.
They've removed the light bar from this new controller.
All right.
Not a big deal for me personally.
No, not me either.
I liked it. I mean, I didn't use it too much. It wasn't something that you used too much.
The thing I used it most was to let me know my controller was low on battery.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. In some games, they would use it for things like telling you, like in GTA, if the cops were coming and whatnot, it would flash blue and red.
Yeah.
In some games like Destiny, it would go yellow when you get your super.
Yeah.
In Jedi Fallen Order as well, you'd get different color light bar based on what lightsaber you're using.
That's cool.
Really cool stuff like that. But it's not stuff that you would see that often.
It's not major.
That's why when they brought out the version 2 version of the DualShock 4, there was a slit in the top of the touch pad so you could see the light of the light bar going through and whatnot. Anyway, little things like that, but they've decided to ditch it according to this pattern right
my
here.
Major question is, why keep the trackpad,
mate? So that's something as well that the community have been saying. They've decided to keep the touchpad. To us, the touchpad is just a glorified map button.
Absolutely. And even better than that, even worse than that, in Death Stranding, you press it, hey, my name's Sam, like he just shouts his name.
Exactly.
So it really has no point. I do feel like it's something that just increases the price of this thing. And there was talks, we broke some news about, I don't know why I did air quotes. We broke some news.
We did.
About they were potentially thinking about having a haptic butt.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to use that and increase the cost of it, take out the stuff you're not using. You don't need the light bar. You don't need the touchpad. Mm. You just don't need it.
Yeah, it would have brought down the cost in general.
Yeah.
And even if you're not gonna, pass that over to the consumer, it is something that not many people use. I mean, you've had it.
No,
for
games use it. That's the really important thing.
Developers haven't utilized it.
No, mainly because it's just a map button.
Yeah, that's all it's been used for right now.
Yeah.
I will say though, based on the thing that you said about Death Stranding, about pushing the button.
Yeah.
Game of the year, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Luigi's Mansion 3, when you press some of the buttons to make Luigi talk, he goes, Mario! Mario! Mario!
It's me, Mario! I'm a Luigi. I'm a number one.
Number one. He suddenly becomes Spanish. Anyway, in my opinion, game of the year. Game of the year, right?
Fair enough.
But it is a fairly useless feature. What do you feel about the shape of it right now? I personally think with the chunkier look, which it does have the chunkier back,
it's getting
chunkier
to
legs,
look more Xboxy.
Exactly.
Which, again, I don't mind. I used to be an Xbox, the Xbox fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
You remember for when this was the next gen,
yep,
when we were still on PS3 and Xbox 360, I was pushing for us to go to Xbox One.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't. But that was my push. I'm okay with it. I feel like the PS4 controller is a little small.
Do you remember we used to play on the PS3 and I didn't have a problem playing on the PS3, but that was a tiny controller.
Yeah.
And then when we got the DS4, I was like, Jeez, this is great. This is fantastic. How did we ever play on that tiny piece of shit over there?
So I don't mind, the same thing will happen. I don't mind the bit meatier controller, I mean. The thing I would like to see, the feature that I want most, is back buttons.
Yeah, like I bought a SCUF controller. Yes.
And having those little paddles on the back just changes your gaming experience. It's so much. It also increases immersion. So it's super useful for FPS games. So you can like drop shot and jump around. You don't have to take your finger, your thumb off the thing to jump. So you can still be aiming while you're in the air and stuff. That's super useful. But for immersion, there's just something about always being able to look around and do stuff and interact at the same time without having to take your finger off and hit X or hit square. I don't know. It just allows you to be more involved. There's less of the, you're not thinking about your hand so much.
Yeah. No, I
really like that. And that's, I mean, it would kill a lot of aftermarket businesses, so sorry for you guys, SCUF, but that's what I want.
I mean, if they can do it right out of the gate, I mean, Microsoft are doing it with their Elite controller. Right. Granted, it's not, apparently the new Elite controllers have been dying quite quickly, and then quality issues.
They
and
may
stuff
not
like
be
that.
As good, but yeah, look, I would pay if a controller is, let's say, £60.
Yeah.
Or $60 or whatever. And they say, look, you can get the DS5 or the DS5 Pro with the back buttons and extra sensitivity. You can change stuff up. Basically, just steal SCUF's whole model.
Yeah.
I'll pay the extra £20 for that.
Yeah, I'd pay extra for that as well. I think I would like that a lot. It's an investment in the other day.
Agreed.
And I mean, like, how long have you had your controller for time?
The life of the console, almost.
Exactly,
yeah.
Worth it. I do like the look of it. It does have bigger triggers on it and stuff like that. I'd be very, very excited again to do what I did at last EGX and whatnot when the consoles were coming out. Get my hands on it and do the whole review thing of the controller, which was
like
really cool.
We should do that test. You know when the, was it like the iPhone 8 came out? People were like, oh, look, it's bending. We should go there and just like full man strength, just crunch. Oh, shit.
It's a shit. You guys don't want to buy it. You don't want to buy it.
Look, if you just put it against the wall and stamp as hard as you can, it'll break.
And then just hand it back to the attendant right there. Where, there you go.
Yeah, just take it. Stamp on it and be like, look at this shit. It doesn't work, boys. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. The guy's doing real journalism right here. Real journalism. And let's kick it over to a couple of our guys in the Discord server.
The Discordians.
I'm
keeping it now.
You guys could be a Discordian as well if you want to head over to our Discord server by clicking the link in the description. Darth Narok says, PS5 controller looks chunkier. I like a bit of a chunkier controller. Otherwise, doesn't look like they've changed much. Oh yeah, no light bar. Oh no, whatever shall we do without the flashy light?
I tend to agree.
It's definitely something I was feeling. It's a useless light. Don't even really look nice. And if you was in a dead dark room, the flashing of the light might be kind of immersive.
Do you know what? It's kind of annoying because I rekindled The Last of Us Remastered because The Last of Us is coming out sometime next year. And you're there in the dark and you got this blue light. Kind of ruins the immersion a little bit. I did actually, I duct taped it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
To get rid of the light because I didn't want it.
Diogo de Belenina, he's a Belen basically. That's what that means right there. It's just translation for you. It's Belen.
I thought he was going for like a Bel Delphine type, like Bel Diogo Fiend.
No, that was our thing. We're gonna start selling bathwater. That's what
we should do. We should. You can join our OnlyFans and get our premium Snapchat as well by clicking the links, and then we don't have it.
Do that. We don't have it. Either. He goes, glad the light bar is gone because it's such a useless feature and it takes up more battery life, even if it's small light with low settings. Other than that, the controller looks good. So
yeah,
I'll pause it like that.
There's only so much you can do with controllers. We kind of hit a winning recipe, and it's either super chunky with the Xbox or less chunky with the PS4. That's all you really get.
Zahir says, I was also thinking that it looks closer to an Xbox controller. Yeah. It looks more flat when you look at it horizontally, and it's lacking screws and stuff on the back. I think it's going to be more simplistic design with no light bar. No light bar is a huge plus and will surely save battery life. Don't know why the touchpad is there. I think it just drains battery too.
Yeah, I agree.
At least it's not an emitting light, so it's not going to get rid of all of your power in your battery.
But it is something that's connected to the battery that isn't really doing anything.
It's true. Ashton the Jedi Whale Lad says the PS5 controller looks pretty sick and epic, and I like that they made it a bit chunkier than the PS4 controller.
Good.
And our final comment from Max goes, new controller looks pretty nice. The slight larger grip will probably be a nicer for those with large hands, that's right. But overall, it's probably more comfortable. Never had an issue with my DualShock 4 though, which is true.
Yeah,
never had a problem with that. The removal of the light doesn't bother me hugely. It was cool for certain things, but didn't really add much when we were playing. Better battery life will be more useful for most players.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
Agreed.
Thank you everybody for writing into our Discord server. You guys are all epic bros as usual. Epic Discordians, as Shep says.
Yep.
You can blame him for that naming.
No,
right, that's
sticking around my whales.
Thank God that he's leaving and we're never going to get you back.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I quit. Fuck you.
Yeah, quit guys. That's what he definitely did. And yeah, so that's everything about the new PlayStation 5 controller. I hope to get more information soon. Probably in the new year, we might get a reveal or something like that. Be pretty damn good. Catch you in the next one, bro.
Catch you in the next one.